We are learning Masechtas Menachos Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. We know that on every Shabbos they were Masader the Lechem and the Bezichim, and had to be on the Shulchan the entire week. And the next Shabbos you took off the Bezichim and the Lechem upon them. The Bezichim you makar on the Mizbeach, and you ate the Lechem upon them. The halacha is, we'll see in the Mishnah, that it has to be on the Shulchan for all those 8 days. If it's not, then it's not a kosher or mincha. Zok the Mishnah, Sidas Alechem v'Shabbos, v'sabezichim la'achar ha'Shabbos. What you did was, you didn't have bezichim on Shabbos, so you just misadar Alechem. Then on Sunday, you placed the bezichim on the Shulchan. V'hikter v'sabezichim v'Shabbos. And the next Shabbos, you makter the bezichim, you want to eat the Lechem upon him. The Loch is puzzle. Everything is puzzle. The Lechem, you can't be matir because the bezichim weren't on the bezichim are not kosher. The bezichim are not kosher because it was not on the Shulchan for 8 days. So now, everything is puzzle. So ain't chay yov malaha Alechem, shem pigal nois v'tomei. And since it's not chal as a carbon, so even if you makdir the bezichim amnas to eat the lechem, tomorrow it's not pigel because it was not karva matik kemitzvasa, it was not done kemitzvasa, and therefore there's no pigel, there's no noiser either, because there's no noiser in the lechem, because it's not royal achila. There's a psul lean on it, but no psul noiser, there's no psul tama either. If someone eats a tumas aguf, there's no karas, because there's only a parasha of tumah. Tumas aguf by eating kachim only if someone has royal achila l'tahirim. If it's not royal la achila l'tahirim, there is no din of tumah.
Why is the chayv lean overnight?
No, the lechem upon him is it can't be matir. It's now if you leave it on the table any longer, it'll be lina. If you take it off, it can't be matir. So either way, it's not edible. It's possible. It's possible for manav shach. If you'll take it off the shulchan now, you can't eat it. You don't have bezichim. If you leave it on the shulchan until the next morning, it'll be lina. So therefore, you have no choice with the because the eitzah was, but you should leave it for next week. That was the question. You should leave it for next week. There it is. You can't leave it for next week because then it'll be lina. There'll be three cases in the Mishnah. We'll see. There's a certain case where you can leave it for next week. So that's the first case in the Mishnah. Second case in the Mishnah is sidur es halechem es habezichim b'shabbos v'hikter es habezichim la'achar shabbos. And then you forgot to be makter bezichim on the next Shabbos, and you makter after Shabbos, or you makter the next day. Either way, you makter at the wrong time. The halach is psula in chayom la mishum pigel nois v'tameh. Same exact thing that you can't be chayiv pigel nois v'tameh on this lechem because there was no matir for the lechem. But the last case is sidur es halechem ves bezichim la'achar v'Shabbos. Everything you put on the first place on Sunday. V'hikdes b'zichem b'Shabbos, and you mark the b'zichem b'Shabbos, psula. Someone like her is psula, because here you have an eitzah. Here it's possible so far. What's the eitzah? Ketzad yaseh yanechen on Shabbos. Well, leave the chalas on for next week. Shafilu hi al shulchan yom rabim kaklum. The only problem of leaving on the shulchan too long was only if it was put on the right time. So again, it got the kedusha, the clock started ticking for the kedusha of lechem upon him. When it reached the next Shabbos, that was the end, and it had to be. He had to have Aktaras Bezichim and eat the lechem upon him. Problem is, you don't have Bezichim, or you makter the Bezichim already. But in this case, where it didn't start ticking yet, because you only put it on Sunday, even the lechem upon him you only put on Sunday. So it's not a big deal. Even if you makter the Bezichim, place new Bezichim on the Shabbos. And now, you have for next Shabbos. Very good. For next Shabbos, you'll be able to bring the carpet. So that's why over here, it's an Efshul Sakin. But if you look at the first Rashi on the beginning of the Mishnah Apostle, he says, the mechusas man who shloi hoya shochas shishi yom, that was the bezichim. V'hachi efshel sakin v'loy me yenochen on Shabbos haba. The given lechem nistar kedina v'Shabbos kitcho shochon v'shuv en yochel ha'ashoy sam el ad Shabbos v'shoyin mifso b'lina. In the first case, the Mishnah's problem Alina, why? Because it was their kedinoi, and I have nothing to do. I can't do anything. The bezichim, I was makter the bezichim. I put the bezichim on too late. Mashen, in the last case, I still have a chance to put on bezichim today, and it'll be for next week. And the lechem upon was never here for a week, and therefore no problem of lina. That is the three cases of our Mishnah. Zog to Gemara. Gemara starts off with a zaytik thing, and we'll come back to our Mishnah. Tanan ha'asam, look to the Mishnah, Masechtas Yuma, Amalem Amnuna. This is the morning of Yom Kippur, and really every morning. We tell the Mamunah who's in charge of telling the Kahanim, when it got light outside, so they could bring the carbon tamid. So Omar lehamamuna tzuuru imegia zman shchita. He told someone, go see if it reached the zman shchita. Imegia, if it's very reached, haraya oimer. The raya says barakai. Says, oh, the light's shining. Matishah ben Shmuel Omar that the Mamona asked the Raya, Heir Pnei Kol Mizrachat Shebechevron, is the whole eastern side light until Chevron? He says, yes. Why mention Chevron? The Gemara says there, because you want to mention the Yeshene Chevron, the Avos who are buried in Chevron. Why do you need this whole production to get up onto the roof and check if it's light? Just see if it's light. What's the big deal? What do you have to stand on the roof? One time, the Levana, the moon, was shining very bright. They thought that it was already the morning. They had to bring away the strength because they realized it was the night. And the Mishnah goes further to a new Indian. We're reading the whole Mishnah here. But read the Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfila. We brought the Kohen Gadol down to the Beis HaTfila. Zeh Klav Mikdash Klav Meisach. It's Raglav. Someone, a Kohen who goes to the bathroom in Gedolim, Ton Tvila, needs Tvila before he goes to Beis Mikdash. Klav Matal Mayim. If he goes Ketanim to the bathroom, Ton Kiddush Darmaglaim. It's Kiddush Darmaglaim. That is the Mishnah. And the state in the Mishnah is that if you shecht a Tamid too early, it has to go to Beis HaShreif. That's possible. And on that, we have a brayso. So, Tani Avua the Rav Oven, Loizu Bevad, not only the Talmud has his psul of Shechting Belayla, Lafilo Oilas Oif, Shenimlika Belayla, that you made Malika in the night, or Mincha, Shenik Mitzah Belayla, or Mincha, they did a Kmitzah Belayla, Tetzel Abbas Astrafa, goes out Abbas Astrafa, has to be burnt, it's possible. So, the Gemara asks on this Mishnah together with the brayso, Bishop Oilas Oif, and a Talmud, I understand. Once you shecht the be'isser, you did malika be'isser, you don't have much of a choice, and it's completely possible. There's no eitzah, you can't make it back alive. Mincha, it's possible to put it back in. Big deal, you took a karmit, it's a big deal, so put it back into the keli, you'll do a karmit again. They put it back in its place. The karmit's ibama, do another kmitzah by day. What's the problem? Why have to go to the base straight for? That even though it's not bizman, it's at night there's no kmitzah, there's no klisharis, but I can mekadesh klisharis to mekadesh bizmanim. So I took off the kaimitz and I placed it into the keli. I was mekadesh the kaimitz. Now it's too late. It became kedushas kaimitz, and now I have no choice, and I cannot anymore put it back together. Tosfos says that you don't have to. It's lav dafka in the kmitzah. If you look at Tosfos in Maskel Ella. It says, because the keli itself was makadashit, ayin chum. But Akapanam was saying that even by a kmitza, even by a mincha, it's too late because the klishar was makadashit, shaloi bizmanim. Even if it's not bizmanim, it's a night. Now, Agav, what was the chiddush to say that, you know, even oif, and even mincha have the psolayla? Obviously, every carbon says, bayayim tzavoyse, what's the problem? So Rashi has a pshat, what the chiddush is, and it's a little bit of svar Rashi. Rashi demands chal filo oil soifim mincha. Rashi says the lav carbon choshev who the ain bom betzibur. So nasa belayla yotz b'esreif. And the chiddush is even though the natsa choshev of carbon, it's not bom betzibur. The only problem with Rashi is that a mincha is bom betzibur, a mincha soimer. So it's an aura on Rashi. Could be the tarot says that mincha soimer is a mincha soirim, but it's not. It's Rashi a little bit svar. Tais was a little different pshat, what the chiddush was to say even oif and mincha. He says, because the pasuk of b'yoyim says, b'yoyim zivchachem. So that was what we thought, that was the makar for yoyim. And that says dafka zvicha, which is dafka carbon, not a oil sefer or mincha. Kamash v'lam, b'yoyim tzavoysoy, that everything is included in the din yoyim. Let's just speak out as I think a thing, what the chiddush of oil sefer and mincha more than carbon is. Okay, but what we want from this Gemara is, and that's what we're going to go back to our Mishnah, is, we'll eventually get back to our Mishnah, is that it says over here that even Shleim Bezmanam, you have a Kiddush Klisharis. Right, the Gemara Meis V'Asu Akasha, Meisu Akasha, from a Gemara, and you have this in Temura and in Yuma, Kala Karev, it's a Mishnah name in Temura, Kala Karev V'Yoyim, Kaddush V'Yoyim. Anything that you makir by day, like regular Kabbonis, becomes Kaddush V'Yoyim. But Laila, Kaddush V'Laila. Something is dafka v'layla, kodesh v'layla. Beim v'yemir v'layla, kodesh v'yemir v'layla. Now it's a shame on the girsis over here, because what exactly is something that's only kodesh v'layla? So Rashi says it means nesachim, which is shver. Nesachim could be kodesh by day also, so it's shver. Tosfos has a tzad that it means hatavas neiris. But the only problem is, loshen karav is a little shver. You're not makriv the neiris. The shemen on the neiris, you're not makriv, you're lighting it. So some take out the girsa. They read like this: Kol Karav B'Yom Karav B'Yom, Kol Karav Ben B'Yom Ben B'Layla. So then you Mekadosh Ben B'Yom Ben B'Layla. That's how they read the Mishnah. But No. Certain things you can do both B'Yom B'Layla, like Minchas Asachim. You could do Ben B'Yom B'Layla. So then that could be Ben B'Yom B'Layla. This is taking out that there's nothing exclusively B'Layla. That was the problem. That was mutching with that thing. What's exclusive B'Layla? So he said Minchas Asachim, which is Shvar. And Taisa says maybe Neiris, but Neiris is not called Karav. So some take out the Gersa. In any case, we have here a Brisa that says that it has to be Dafka Kodesh B'Yom. It can't be Kodesh B'Layla. We just finished saying that, like by the case of Mincha, it's possible. Why? Because Shaykh Kiddush, even B'Layla, even by Mechusas Man. Here it says Dafka B'Yom in B'Layla Loi. So the Gemara B'Yom in B'Layla Loi. And for the Gemara, it's not Shver. In the Kodesh Tri Kari, but of course it's possible. It doesn't become Kodesh that can allow you to be Makrovit, but it could be Karev Li Kodesh. Rather live puzzle to become puzzle psolino, whatever psol is, it's enough to become puzzle, even though it's shleves manai, to make it puzzle. So now when it comes to our Mishnah, because we're saying now that it's enough to make a puzzle, that's why the mincha benight is puzzle, because even though shleves manai, it's kodesh puzzle. Mois Rav Zeir from our Mishnah says in our Mishnah like this: Sidur salechem es abzichem echa achar Shabbos on Sunday, behikter es abzichem on Shabbos, and you mark the abzichem on Shabbos psula, your puzzle. Ketzid Yasa, we said possibly is Ladakh, Ketzid Yasa, Yanichena al Shabbos Abba. She'll leave for next week. Shafilu hi al Shulchan Yom Rabim Kaklum. No problem. Great thing, Bamba Kasha, they sack it, I thought Kisharz Bakasha was mad. The Kaddish will leave fossil. Let it become Kaddish from already Echav Shabbos. What's the reason why we said it's no problem, Alina? We said because the clock doesn't start ticking until next Shabbos. Because that's the right time. But now we just said, even the wrong time it becomes, the clock starts ticking. Even the wrong time becomes Kaddish. So here, it's already on the table from Sunday, on the Shulchan on Sunday. Next Sunday is really, before you have a chance to bring it the next Shabbos. It's a Pella. We say like these shorts, Kashavis Madam, the Kashavis Apostle, Omar Rabbi, Manda Kamaisav, Shabba Kamaisav. It's a bomb, Kashavis, you're right. But Avudar of Avanami, Mastita Kama, he also had a Mastita, it was a tonny Avudar of Avan. So you have to figure that out. So I think tomorrow, so he says like this: there's a difference. Laila is not mechusas man. Laila is really the day, really, and the night before the day is really part of that day. That's called, for example, the case of the mincha. The case of the mincha, the night before is ready. You know, on a Jewish calendar, the night before is the day. So be'etzem, it's the right day of the carbon. It's not mechusas man. There's a new psul called avodas laila. You can't do avodah b'laila. Therefore, it's shaykh to have kiddush. Why? Because it's really the right zman. Just you can't do avodah at night. So that's why by mincha we said if you made a kiddush klisharas at night, it becomes possible because it's psul avodah, and therefore I have to burn it. I can't become kiddush shleiv zmanin. No, it's not shleiv zmanin. It's shleiv zman avodah, but it is Bismani, because Laila in Mechus Hazman. The lumbus of Laila Mechus Hazman is Laila before is part of that day, it's not Mechus Hazman. Hashem came by the case of Lechem upon him, put it on a week before. So it's Sunday, there's no Shaykh, it's the Shabbos. And therefore, that's called Mechus Hazman. That's the Mahalach. So everything stims. Freit the Gemara, Saif Saif, it's still Shver. Saif Saif, tap on base now. Kimoti Laila de Beis Shimshi, Li Kaddish for the Apostle. Okay, Gevaldi. You put it on Sunday. And we're saying that's Mechus Hazman. But the next Shabbos, Friday night, the middle of Kol Mekadosh Shavi, L'chayra, right then it's ready, Laila. Right then it's become Kaddish. So now next Shabbos, I want to bring it to be Psolina in the morning. I wake up in the morning, it's Psolina, because it was on the Shulchan for 8 days now. It started at night. The clock starts ticking at night now. Because the night is now Kol Mechus Hazman. So, and therefore, it should be possible the next week. We said, what's the Eitzah? If you put it on Sunday, it's not a big deal. It's still, let's say, the Sunday of Parashas Bereishis, you put it on the Shulchan, we said it's not a big deal. Shabbos Bereishis, you don't have anything, but Shabbos Noach, you can bring it. Why? Because the clock only starts ticking for Shabbos Bereishis, because until then it was possible. But now the Mechadish, that Friday night Bereishis, is really not Mechus Hazman. Friday night Bereishis is not Mechus Hazman. So, because you really put it on the first time on a Shabbos, but the night before it could be start being chal. So, Parashat of Bereishis at night, I put it on. Now starts the clock starts ticking. I put it on Sunday, Parashat of Bereishis. Right. 7 days later, Friday night, right. It becomes Kaddish because Laila Lavachos is man.
Right. Okay.
Oh, so now it really supposed to start on Shabbos, but it started 12 hours before.
Right.
It's about 12 hours too early. So next week, 12 hours too early is when I have to bring it. I can't bring it then because I can't bring Bezikah at night. So now, Shabbos morning, it's Psalina.
The time during the Shabbos,
so
that's been
brought. No.
It has to be brought on a regular.
After 8 days, yeah. It has to be brought after 8 days.
That's
brought.
But let's say you put it on a regular week.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Put it on at 9 o'clock in the morning. Now I'm shot 9 o'clock.
Right.
Next week you went to Chabad and down.
Yeah, week. No, yeah, still, because right, 8 days. No, here it's night. It's a night. At night or each day. No, once it reaches 8 days, you're right. The whole night you could have done something. We didn't do anything the whole night. They don't exactly the time of night.
The morning doesn't change.
No, it does. No, the night changes the night. It's, when it hits the full 8 days, whatever it is, this 8 days, call it 8 days.
The eighth day lasts for 24 hours.
No, it doesn't last 24 hours. Not true. It doesn't last 24 hours. Here, it's the night before. So it hits the night before. Then the lina already. There's psolina. When it's the morning after 8 days, it's psolina already. So here, once it reaches this time of the first week, if it comes Kaddish, Kimot Leil Beva Mishum Shi means Shabbos Bereishis, when it comes that Friday night, Lichtus, when it's Pasul. Believe Pasul, I'll be Pasul the next week. Come next week, because now it's ready. 8 days Shleimim, like Rashi has, or Shiva Yom Shleimim, it's really, technically, 7 full days, not 8 full days, but every time you do a Shabbos, really 7 full days. But we call it 8 days, so it's really 8 days already. Now it's 8 days already, it hits night to night, now it's 8 days already. So that would be the time when it's chayiv already. Sakaponim, so you make a pasul fiza, because he said Laila is not kum chazman. So Mara has 2 mahalchim. One teretz is Rava's teretz. Amar Rava v'shekodam v'silik, that you have to take it off. Taka kodam v'silik means before bein hashmashus of parashas Bereishis. Remember, we put it on Sunday, which nothing happened. But before parashas Bereishis, before Friday night, you have to take it off the shulchan and put it back on the next morning. Shekodam v'silik, very simple. You take it off that night, you put it next morning, and now the clock starts ticking. Shabbos day Bereishis and Shabbos day Noach, you could bring now the carbon. That's mahalach number one. Mazutcha, Tim Rav Ashi, I'm a fill tema, but Shaloy called the Masil, like you didn't take it off. Kivin the Sidra Shaloy Kamitzvasai, Nasik Mishidra Kaif. Since you put it on Sunday, Shaloy Kamitzvasai, so it's like a Sidra, a monkey put it on. So it never becomes possible. Why should it become possible? It was never put on by our Das. Because here, when I put it on, it was Shaloy Kamitzvasai. It was Mechus Azman. So therefore, the Shulch is not a Kaddish, even Bizmanai. So, but the kaimitz was kmitzvasa. He did a kmitzvasa because laila mechus zman. But here it was when the time was put down, it was too early, and there was considered kaim. Oh, it's the kasha. Has a bumper kasha. Has it come? Give up next week. Well, you never have it on the shulchan then. So as I freight the chavetz chayim in zevach toida and the lekute halachas in the shmak always v'had the gemara that I have over here. It says like this: b'lefi. Dvarov, so he says, Madama Gemara, it says, Fid Dvarov, Madakhtonim Sisim Yanachino Shabbos Haba, Hainu Al Kochar, She is Salaka Kaina Marocha, Vishabbos, Vishachris, Vyachs, Vishadrenu. Says, it has to be that on Shabbos morning, Bereishis, you have to take it off, put it back on. Okay, so it has a different than the first tarots. It said, a filter is like called the Masilik, it's the same tarots. Well, what do you answer then? Even when you didn't do it, the first Madi Amar says, Rava says, yeah, take it off before Friday night, before the chicken soup, take it before Friday night, then put it back on Shabbos morning by the challenge, put it back on. For him, no, just Shabbos morning, you just put it on and off. Right, it's much easier. You just go on and off, right, 1 second. So that's the malach. But he brings down the Rambam holds, no, the Rambam holds, you don't take it off at all. You just leave it there, like the Pashas of Mishnah. It sounds like the Pashas is you don't pick it up at all. It's Pashas of Gemara. Ah, the Pella is, where's your see? Look. So he says, up his alumnus over here. He says, Paladin thing. It says, somehow, when it reaches his man, your mice he did a week ago is all of a sudden chal. It's not a mice kaif anymore. So it's a big lamdas, a super lamdas. You see, the Chavetz Chaim was a big lamdan, but you have to understand what that means. But that's not a mahalach. So it's really 2 mahalachim that I learned. Rav Ashi, you have the mahalach of the Pashat, the Chavetz Chaim, one pshat, and the other pshat is, which is Rashi and Yuma, really. Rashi and Yuma's pshat. And the other pshat is, the Rambam holds, attack and leave it there, and it's not a problem, mice kaif.